All righty. I want to get the president of racism, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Harney, you know well, took over the post from Elaine Gross, has not missed a beat as far as really talking about some very, very important issues. And one of them has to do with an important event, a rally that took place yesterday of Long Island faith leaders, housing advocates, all in support of the Faith-Based Affordable Housing Act. And Laura gives us a couple of minutes here on this Wednesday morning program. It is great having you. Heard about the rally and the event and everything else. Tell us what took place, what it's all for, my dear. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for having me, as always. And we were really excited yesterday about the rally in support of the Faith-Based Affordable Housing Act. We had such a huge, diverse representation from faith-based leaders, from housing advocates, who are really, really asking constituents to call your state elected leaders and tell them to support this important act. So what's the Faith-Based Affordable Housing Act? Well, what this does is that faith-based organizations who currently own land, only those who currently own land, would be granted the option to build, partner with a community-based organization and, you know, a developer, a respectable and responsible developer, to build affordable housing, the range of affordability, on land that they currently have. So why would we want that? Well, one, the buildings would all fall within, if there's a height requirement currently there, they would fall within that. While they wouldn't have to go through the local zoning process, they would still have to meet the building code requirements, the sewer and infrastructure requirements, and the land that is currently where faith-based organizations are sitting on are usually exempt from property taxes and things like that. That land, because it now has this affordable housing, would be taxed, so it would increase local tax rolls, which would help to keep everyone else's taxes down. It would ensure that you have new affordable housing that fits within the community that's currently there, because these faith-based organizations know their constituents.
Yeah.
And it really gives an opportunity for them, from a religious perspective, to meet their mandate to provide some support to people who are really suffering. You know, right now on Long Island, you have new graduates who are back at home. I know some young married couples who are living at home. I know some seniors who can't age in place because if they want to sell their home, it's prohibitively expensive to stay where they are, so they're looking at losing the state. We have workers, right, who come on Long Island and they provide a range of services, and then they take their money and they leave.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to live on the island. And so we're really missing out as a community, as a region, on sustainability for the region, responsible sustainability, where, you know, our residents, current residents, are being overtaxed because there's no new building happening. And the building that would happen on these faith-based affordable housing lands, you know, they're not, it's not huge skyscrapers or huge numbers. They really just provide a service that we all need right now.
No question. And, you know, I look towards an example from Congressman Andrew Garbarino, which a federal grant, I think it was $3 million, if I remember, to build housing. And they enter into the process, you know, this local with the zoning and everything else that takes place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always the NIMBY opposition, not my backyard. We talked about this for years. it intensifies when it comes to this. And you wonder why young people are fleeing the state, because there's no affordable place to live. And guess what? We need the youth in these communities. We have to build.
Correct.
If they stay, the economy grows, and it's a domino effect. You know, again, it has to be in the right place. We talked about this way back. Right. Governor was here many, many months ago. Her plan, not the great plan, not a great plan, because of where it situates that plan. But in some of these cases, we have to be a little flexible as far as this is concerned.
Yeah, and I just want to make, and I just want to say, this is not the governor's plan.
Right.
This has
it's
nothing
completely
to do
separate.
With Governor
Hochul. Completely Hochul. Separate. Yeah.
This is completely separate. This is about faith-based, local faith-based organizations with declining congregants. And so what congregants, and what that means is that if they're able to build some housing, it yeah. also allows them to be able to stay open to provide services. You know?
No question.
And so many of them are behind it because I have one faith-based leader who's being approached by a storage company, and they're willing to offer him millions of dollars, and he doesn't want it, right? He's like, I want to be able to you know, I'm getting up there. I want to be able to be responsible with this land and provide a service, necessary service to my community, but it's prohibitively challenging.
Yeah.
And,
well, listen, was it important?
Who wants another storage unit or Amazon warehouse in their community?
Right. No, no question. No question about it. That's why with what you do is so important. And we want you to keep up this great work. And please, please know that you got the platform here to discuss. If we can't have these types of discussions, we got nothing. Okay. So what happened in Huntington Station yesterday in talking about this, if we don't bring light to this, we're never going to get anywhere. Okay, so that's why with what you do is important. We want you to keep it up, and please get to us as far as whatever you need us to do here to highlight this. So
thank
I appreciate
you, Jay. I appreciate it, and all I'm saying is I'm asking all your listeners, call your local state elected officials and let them know they need to support this bill, and if they're not, ask them what is their plan for you all. That you're tired of paying high taxes, you want your children and yourselves to be able to actually use 30% of your income versus 50% of your income, and also remind them that they need to become a pro-housing community. And pro-housing communities are places where they're able to build responsibly in terms of housing in certain places and get some incentives from the state to do that and also get some support for infrastructure. And the
Sounds
other
good.
Thing I want to emphasize,
yeah.
this will not impact schools in the way that they always say, because the schools have declining enrollment. They're right now at the state begging for money from the governor,
yeah.
or begging the governor not to change the education funding because of their declining enrollment. So this is a win for everyone. It
no
really
doubt
is.
About it. And you can check it all out on the website as far as everything else is concerned with the race racism and the great work
yes.
that Laura puts out there. Can't thank you enough. Until next time, you stay well.
Thanks. You too. Have a good day.